This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Stressed with the news, the headlines first. Constitutional Council meeting called for tomorrow. Task force holds consultations with former attorneys general and legal experts regarding discussion paper on constitutional amendment. 6. Industries located in Simara Special Economic Zone of Bara comes into operation. And Trump warns strikes on Iran will restart at higher level than before if peace deal not agreed. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the Constitutional Council has been called to forward the process for the appointment of Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. As per the direction of the Prime Minister, also the Chairperson of the Constitutional Council, the Constitutional Council Secretariat called the meeting for tomorrow. The meeting is scheduled at 5 p.m. at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simha Darbar. Recommendation of appointment of Chief Justice is the main agenda of the meeting. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial, National Assembly Chairperson Naren Prasad Dahal, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobita Gautam, Opposition Party Leader in the House of Representatives Bhishma Raj Angdembe and Deputy Speaker Ruby Kumari Thakur have been invited to attend the meeting. The task force formed to prepare a discussion paper on constitutional amendment held a consultation today with former attorneys general and legal experts. The task force led by Prime Minister Advisor Asim Shah held discussions at the Prime Minister's office where former attorneys general shared suggestions on governance, elections, federalism, judicial reform, constitutional bodies and inclusiveness. The government has emerged tough against the trend of enjoying dual facilities from the state coffers. In this connection, the Office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers directed the Home Ministry to submit detailed information of the vehicles being used by the former dignitaries today itself. After a study found misuse of vehicles and dual benefits by some former dignitaries, the Prime Minister's office directed the Home Ministry to promptly submit vehicle records of former top officials. Deepa Dahal, press and research expert to Prime Minister Palendra Shah, said the government had sought details on vehicle use in a bid to prevent misuse of state funds and maintain good governance. The Janamat Party has withdrawn its support to the Madhya Province government. A letter to this end was received by the Office of the Chief of the Province, with the decision coming into effect from the 5th of May, according to a press statement issued by the office today. The letter stating that the Janamat Party had withdrawn its support to the incumbent Madhya Provincial government, formed in accordance with the constitution, has been received. The office has stated that the concerned authorities have been informed upon receipt of the letter. The government has appointed senior doctor and medical professor, Professor Dr. Jagadish Prasad Agrawal, as health advisor to Prime Minister Balendra Shah. A cabinet meeting held on Tuesday decided in this regard. Also, the former dean of Trivandrum University Institute of Medicine, Dr. Agrawal, would provide necessary advice to the Prime Minister for health policy, public health challenges and improvement of medical education in the country. Prime Minister Shah's press and research expert Deepa Dahal said, appointing experienced education sector figure Professor Dr. Agrawal will provide valuable technical support and guidance to the Prime Minister in improving the country's health policy and services. Dr. Agrawal would support Prime Minister Shah voluntarily in health sector related issues as an expert without taking any remuneration from the state. 6 industries located in the Simara Special Economic Zone SEZ of Bara District began operation and production. Chief of SEZ Authority Papugiri said 6 industries and the various blocks have already started production. Likewise, over a dozen of industries are being established. The industries have entered the production phase creating jobs for around 700 people in total. An industry here has an average invested from rupees 2 million to 200 million rupees. Norway's ambassador to Nepal, Dagny Majors, met Vice President Ramsay Prasad Yadav in Loinjaro today to discuss Nepal-Norway relations. The Vice President highlighted the long-standing ties since 1973 and praised Norway's global role, expressing hope for stronger cooperation. Ambassador Majors noted shared values like democracy and human rights and reaffirmed Norway's readiness to support Nepal's priorities outlined in its 100-point commitment plan. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Videsh gaye pari chinta ki na garne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Kathmandu Valley's air quality has improved significantly after several days of rainfall. As of 11 a.m., the AQI dropped to 47, placing it in the good category and now fallen to 66th place. Earlier, on the 23rd of April, the AQI of Kathmandu had reached a hazardous 247. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Donald Trump says the Iran war and U.S. blockade of Iranian ports could end with a deal and strikes will restart if one isn't reached. The BBC cited the U.S. president's social media post as saying if they don't agree, the bombing starts and it will be, sadly, at a much higher level and intensity than it was before. Earlier, Trump announced the U.S. would pause its operation to guide stranded ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian state media hails the move as a victory, saying Trump has retreated and accuses the president of trying to cover up the failure of his operation. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said the offensive stage of the Iran war is over. Tehran has not responded to these remarks. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called for the Strait of Hormuz to be reopened as soon as possible in talks with his Iranian counterpart. The pair met in Beijing on Wednesday on what is Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi's first trip to China since the Iran war began. Wang Yi told Abbas Araghchi that a lasting ceasefire is urgent and stressed continuing negotiations, adding China is ready to help ease tensions. Meanwhile, Iran said cooperation with China will grow even stronger. The meeting comes a week before U.S. President Donald Trump is set to hold a summit with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, during which the leaders are likely to discuss the Iran war and reopening of the strait. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Koshi and Madhya provinces as well as in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while partly cloudy in the remaining areas. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning at some places in Koshi province and at a few places in Madhya as well as in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the remaining provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Constitutional Council meeting called for tomorrow. Task force holds consultations with former attorneys general and legal experts regarding discussion paper on constitutional amendment. 6 industries located in Simora Special Economic Zone of Bara comes into operation. And Trump warns strikes on Iran will restart at higher level than before if peace deal not agreed. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.